I want to give a big thank you to all the DC United fans who have stuck in with us for more than 20 years.
As Mayor Muriel Bowser cut the ribbon on DC's newest stadium, some of its biggest fans were planning to protest the season opener.
I don't know. I just wish like the team would actually listen to the fans. We're out there every week.
A DC United fan and member of the support group, the District Ultras, 27-year-old Alex, who prefers we not use his last name, was elated to work construction building Audi Field. But in February, he learned from friends they wouldn't be attending games this season. That's when the team signed an exclusive deal with another fan group, the Screaming Eagles, allowing them seats and management of the fan section.
I feel like we've been overlooked, like a second choice, if you will.
I think people can't help but feel betrayed by it and angry about it.
J. Ian Eigel is a leader of the third major support group, La Barra Brava, and says DC United has not offered them the same deal as the Screaming Eagles in the fan section.
We believe that all supporters should have equal access to tickets from a supporters group that they choose to be a member of.
DC United's front office says it has offered Barra Brava the same deal, responding to WTOP in a statement, quote, "The Eagles bought their block of tickets under the same terms we offered the Barra." However, the team declined our request to see both offers for comparison.
Barra Brava are one of the groups that helped establish the supporter culture in America. So they got to recognize that it's evolving.
MLS Commissioner Don Garber commented on the controversy at the ribbon cutting.
And we're going to have to do things that are difficult decisions, whether it's with supporter groups or whether it's safety and security, whether it's about all sorts of other things. That's part of growing up. It's part of wearing the big boy pants that we're all wearing now.
Learn more about the ticket dispute at WTOP.com. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.